All right, we are here with Gary Larson. He is the chair of the Theater and Dance Department at BYU-Idaho and this week's devotional speaker. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So first, let's talk about your devotional in general. What prompted this topic that you're going to be talking to us about?
Well, a few years ago, I was taking a group of dancers to France, and we were in a bus, and I was concerned about how these dancers were going to interact with the people we were going to be with, and they were kind of young. And so we were on the bus, and I asked them some questions, and these thoughts came to me, and they've been sort of ruminating ever since. I asked them who they were and how their actions describe who they are. And if they were doing something that was not revelatory of who they are and their eternal purpose as a child of God, then they should really think about what they do. I was basically concerned about them goofing off and not doing, not being good representatives of the church and of what we do on these dance tours. And so I asked them to really think about who they are. And that led me, you know, over the past few years, I've thought more about that and I've studied quite a few things. And so really the topic of this address is about the perspective you have of your own self within your greater existence. And so I've, on the discussion board, I've asked people to look into themselves and try to describe what their perspective is and when that perspective has changed. Because I find that our perspective really says a lot about who we are and how we think about ourselves. If we treat people poorly, then we probably think little of those other people. And so I'm asking people to think about the way they see themselves and the world around them and how that will impact their lives in the long run. In September, after I got the assignment to speak, there was a late night. I was middle of the night, and I woke up, and I sort of had this idea to speak about this topic because I had lots of ideas of things that I wanted to speak about, but middle of the night woke me up, and I knew I had to talk about this thing, this who are you and perspective idea, and the idea of an eternal perspective and what that could mean for your life.
You know, we often think or hear about in the church of, if you're a young woman, divine nature. Mm-hmm. If you're a young man, obviously I'm a young woman, so I don't know quite as much as what the young men hear, but, you know, you're a son of God, you're a priesthood holder. And how do we begin to grasp this eternal identity?
Oh, that's exactly what this devotional is about. It's really about understanding who we are. We are an eternal being. We're in a mortal body in this, and I think being on this mortal journey, it makes it feel like everything's temporary. But that's really not true, because we know that our spirits are eternal. Even though the body that we have right now isn't an eternal body, it will be at some point. And once we understand that the things we do will impact us for eternity. And so understanding that the choices we make on a daily basis should impact us some way on an eternal perspective, an eternal way, that's what it's all about.
You know, I think about, myself having served a mission, and I know a lot of people who have served missions, and sometimes that's kind of viewed as the coup de grace, if you will, of, you know, the pinnacle of your life. You know, that's how, I think some people think, that's how we're supposed to be living when we're, you know, in the world. But we also, when missionaries return home, have to mesh this temporal identity that they have. What would you say to someone who's maybe struggling to mesh that eternal identity, and whether or not they've served a mission, you know, we all have a sense about ourselves, of our eternal identity, and then trying to mesh that with a temporal identity. What would you say to someone who's struggling with that process?
I think everyone struggles with that. I remember when I returned from my mission, I wanted to make my post-mission life the same as my mission life, but it's impossible, because I couldn't devote 100% of my time to the service of the Lord. So other things get in the way, and these distractions, in essence, alienate us from this constant spirit that we enjoy during our mission. And we lose that perspective. And we get distracted and we start following wrong paths, or we get distracted by things. And it really is about maintaining a personal perspective of who you are as an eternal being, and that the person sitting next to you is also an eternal being, an eventual god or goddess. And once we understand that, I think we treat each other differently. We treat ourselves differently. Every decision we should make in this life can come down to, is this going to positively or negatively influence me for the rest of my life and in the eternities? Is this something that's going to help me progress? Or is this something that just gives me an immediate pleasure or satisfaction or something like that?
Wonderful. And, you know, sometimes, and this is something that I tend to ask all devotional speakers, is that there are things that we just don't get to include in a talk, or, you know, you get through all the material and you go, oh, I wish I had, you know, maybe 5-10 more minutes to include this or that. Is there anything that you didn't include in the talk that maybe you'd hoped you could, but it just didn't make the cut?
Well, there's a lot. And in the written portion, I've put a lot of footnotes because, my mind works tangentially, and so when I think of an idea, instead of following the flow, sometimes I'll get off on tangents, and some of those tangents I've included in the footnotes, and they're mostly getting deeper into ideas because I cover quite a bit, actually, I think, in this address about what it means to have a body and a spirit, and when those two things come together. I mean, this is just an example. When those two things come together, and how you find harmony in balancing body and spirit together in one soul. I could talk for an hour about that, but I kind of get on with the other things. But that's one example of something that I've added some other content in the footnotes. So if you have a chance to go and read it later, hopefully those will be included.
So you're saying listen to the devotional and then go read the footnotes.
Go read it after.
Wonderful. And just one final question for you. If you were to sum up maybe one message that you would hope someone would take away, obviously people will gather different things as need be, but one message that you would hope a listener would take away from your devotional, what would that be?
It would be to think about your life as an integrated whole and understand who you are, where you've come from, and where you're going. And I think if you can answer those questions, it provides a light down this dark tunnel of life that we go through.
Wonderful. Well, we have been here with Gary Larson. He's this week's devotional speaker. He also serves as the chair for the theater and dance department at BYU-Idaho. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us a little bit of insight into your devotional.
My pleasure.